The following audio drama is rated PG for pretty good. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts and a couple of swears. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
This is Rick Coast, writer and producer of Scotch. The show is about a young woman named Bobby who believes that she is slowly going crazy. This is the conclusion of Scotch, episode 13. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the conclusion of Scotch.
Rick Coast presents Scotch, an audio miniseries, episode 13.
My parents are very upset about Uncle Ron's grave. I think that it's somehow bringing it all back for my dad. He was really quiet tonight. I wanted to ask him questions about Ron, but every time I did, the words wouldn't come out. Like, how he died, for one. You think I would remember something like that? At one point, while I was helping my mother with the dishes, I almost told her everything. I mean, everything. About what happened at work, to Pam, and to Brian. I even remembered Janine's car being set on fire. I'd almost forgotten about that. And there's the emails to Jake, and now Uncle Ron's tombstone. And it's only been a week. All of this has happened in a week. I almost told her. I came so close. I was being quiet, too. I'm a lot like my dad in that way. Mom asked me if I was okay. I said no, and that's when it almost spilled out. I wanted so much to say something. I wanted my mother to know about her, so my family would know it wasn't me when it all came out, or when she finally did something really bad. I mean, really bad. How long is it before something like that happens? What if she kills someone? I didn't say anything. I couldn't. I don't even remember what I told her instead. Whatever it was, I don't think she was convinced. After all, she is my mom. She knows me better than anyone. The thing is, she doesn't know her. She doesn't know what she's capable of. Scotch Girl 2016. I can't sleep. I'm almost afraid to go to sleep. It feels like she's there, waiting. My head is killing me. Like someone is trying to push out my eyeballs from the inside. Nice visual, huh? I want to say it's her. That she's trying to get out. Or maybe peek out through my eyes. To see what's going on. Assess the damage, to see what she can do next. No. My eyes look okay. I wonder what she thinks when I look in the mirror like this. Can she see us? Can you? Can you see us? What are you thinking? Does it disgust you that I'm in control right now? That you have to hide and wait until I fall asleep or black out? It's you, isn't it? You're causing the blackouts and this headache. The thing is, you're a coward. You do these things, and then you hide. You hurt people, and then you dive under the covers and wait for things to quiet down. You're afraid of the monsters in the dark, the ones who will put a stop to you. You're afraid of me, aren't you? Of what I can do to us? Like the other night with the sleeping pills. It wasn't you who stopped me, though. You were powerless, weren't you? Cowering in the darkness. Something or someone stopped me. It could have been God. Maybe my uncle. Is that what scares you? That maybe it was God? Are you the devil? Scotch Girl 2016? Are you mad? Why don't you show yourself? You can't, can you? What are you going to do now? So there it is. I can smell it. The scotch. You're trying to get out, aren't you? Why the smell of scotch? You don't drink. You can't drink. You can't do anything unless I let you. Can you? I don't care how strong you make it. I can smell it, and I'm staying here. You can stay wherever it is you are. You can stay in hell. Wait. I can see you. That's you, isn't it? These aren't my eyes. They're yours. How are you? No. You're not coming out. Not here. Not ever. Stay where you are.
Check her side pocket. There's something sticking out.
Hold on. Looks like a tape recorder.
All doctors to the ER.
Hey, Bobby. This is Jake. I figured I'd do this for you since you've been documenting everything. I play back what happened last night. You're sleeping right now. Tomorrow morning, they're going to remove the tumor. It's a big one, sis. They called it an astrocytoma. There's another word they use, too, but the bottom line is that it explains a lot. It's right there on your frontal lobe. The mood swings, the behavior, her. The tumor is causing it. They might even have to use radiation if they don't get it all. I don't know. It's too early to say. But there's something else. Uncle Ron. You know that smell, the scotch smell. The brain does funny things when there's a tumor messing everything up. I found the bottle of scotch and sleeping pills in your bag. I'm sorry I looked. We were grabbing things to bring to the hospital for you. I don't know if you remember this. Actually, I know you don't remember this. You must have blocked it out. You never talked about it afterwards, but you know, you were really young, though. Uncle Ron, that's how he killed himself. Scotch and sleeping pills. You found him, Bobby. You went into his room to wake him up. You wanted to play, I guess. You couldn't wake him up. Anyway, I just wanted you to know all of this. I'll be right here.
Hi, Uncle Ron. It's me. I have your tape recorder here. You never went anywhere without it when you were writing. I'm just like you, huh? Well, I don't write, but still. They did a good job fixing your stone. You can barely tell it was broken. I'm sorry. It wasn't me. Not really. I guess I buried all of that. How you died and all. The only strong memory I have of it is the smell when I found you. The bottle had spilled all over the bed. I remember that. I remember thinking that you were going to be embarrassed about it. For spilling it. But you wouldn't wake up. I think I stayed there for a while. Laying next to you in bed while I waited. I'm staying in Hemlock with Mom and Dad for now. Dad thinks I should take my medical records and go talk to the police about everything. The tumor is gone now. They think they got all of it. So, no radiation or anything. Just observation. So, life can sort of go back to normal. I think I'm going to write about it. I have everything on tape from when it all started. Which is weird because it all started when I began using your recorder. It's funny how the brain works, huh? Like, it took that opportunity to warn me that something was wrong. Anyway, I don't know if it'll be a short story or a book, but I think it might help people. People who start to experience weird things or smell weird things out of the blue. Things they can't explain. It might get them to get help. Or maybe I'll just make it a scary story. You know, change the names and all. I think about her a lot. What it must have been like for her. All of that anger. She did all of the things that I would never do. She took her cues from me. I think that maybe at first she was trying to help in a weird way. Like at work. I remember how tired I was. I wanted time off. She sort of made sure I got it. But then she went too far. I don't think she understood the difference between right and wrong. No moral compass or anything. She just read my mind and acted on it. Maybe she knew there was a tumor there, too. Maybe she really was trying to, I don't know, get my attention or something. Or maybe someone else's attention. I've thought about emailing her at the Scotchgirl 2016 address. The Gmail one. I know, it's weird, but I was thinking it might be a good way to keep track of things. You know, with the tumor. And if she ever replied, then... I probably sound like a character in one of your stories, huh?
You have mail.
Hi, this is Rick, writer and producer of Scotch. I want to thank you for listening and to tell you about our wonderful cast. Bobby was brought to life by Mackenzie Bryant. Eric Malinsky, host and creator of the Imaginary Worlds podcast, played the part of Jake. Other cast members included Mandy Coast, Doreen Croto, and Scott Allen. To find out more about this show and others, please visit modernaudiodrama.com. Thanks again, and take care of yourself.
Scotch is a Rick Coast production. Learn more at rickcoast.com.